Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you guys doing this morning? Appreciate you guys showing up and showing up on a time for our daily connection, our morning connection. We do this every single morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time, even on the weekends. It's Saturday morning here in the United States, and I know that we're doing this all over the world. So it's not even morning for you, but I'm glad that we can make this connection. I'm glad that we can be workout partners as we're going through life. Only this workout it's a mental workout. It's an emotional workout where just show up every single day, just two buddies, just talking, giving you something to think about as you go for your goals and like those feelings, those emotions, those achievements that are most important to you, whatever those might be. Maybe through our daily connection like this, and maybe it'll just get you to think, maybe you'll get more clear on what it is you want, or even more clear, build up more emotion to go behind those goals and those achievements, because that's what's going to really make them happen. And that's what I'm here to do, just talk about things. Good morning, Jim. How are you today, sir? Jim is here every single morning for our workout, our mental and emotional workout, our MTC, mental toughness conditioning. Let me explain to you, if you're new listening to this morning connection live video chat, what that's all about is I talk about things that we've all heard before. We've read the motivational points. It's things that we think about all the time. It's just that we need to take them to higher and higher levels, the more ambitious our goals are, and the more of us that they'll demand. I mean, who we were a week ago, 2 months ago, certainly, 2 years ago, that isn't going to cut it anymore. We have to grow. We have to expand. We have to do all the same things. Be tenacious. Be persistent. Be positive, right? We have to develop all these habits. We have to do the same things that we did 2 months or 2 years ago, just that we have to get better and better at it as we demand more things of ourselves. We can't sit still. We have to grow. And we have to grow in all these basic fundamental organizing principles categories. And this is what it is. It's just building up this mental toughness condition. Hey, I started a special feature on this morning connection a couple days ago. And once you guys call in, if you've been following this live video chat and you have some questions, you know, just talking buddy to buddy. This one thing that this isn't one of those seminars where, you know, I give you some action plan. I may give you some suggestions. Hey, you might want to try this. But this isn't more and more information that you get from the internet, stuff that, wow, that's great, I need to do that. But you just feel your hard drive is filled with all of those audio programs, e-books, all those things, you know, you really don't get to, all those great blogs or websites that you bookmark and you don't get to. That's not one of these. It's just two guys talking, just checking in every single morning. Again, just connecting in this way. So it's live, it's airy, but you know, over time, this can stack up and really turn out to be something really meaningful for your life. I am just a student of human nature and of life. I'm constantly observing other people, how they're winning at life, maybe some things that they're doing that aren't serving them. What can I learn from that? And a lot of learning from myself, certainly from the men who I work with my one-on-one coaching program. You can check out that at skiplacourcoaching.com, find out more about that. But I tell you, it puts me in a focused tank, just dealing with men, their issues, their goals, their dreams, their ambitions, the obstacles that stand in their way. How could I not learn? And that's what this is that's what inspires me to show up every single day and share some of the things that I learn along this journey called life. Good morning, John. I am awesome today. And I hope you're doing awesome as well.
So, number 18.
Good to see you here for another workout. So I have that new dimension, the call-in aspect to this. The phone number is 213-973-8790. Again, 213, for those of you on Periscope, it's 213-973-8790. And I'll just say this right at the top of this broadcast, right?
You're live at the top of the hour.
All right. And so, you know, I have my message for the day, and then if there's anything that I can do to help you, got questions, comments, maybe just joining in on the conversation, maybe what I talk about stimulates some thoughts, and you want to chime in your perspective, you know, not necessarily ask a question, just join in on the conversation, be a part of this internet and this connection. Hello, Jorik. How are you doing today? Got it right this time. Hello, Khalil. Thank you guys for showing up. I'm awesome, and I hope you are too. All right? So that's what this is all about. You know, if you call in right now, I may put you on hold until I finish the message. We'll get this all figured out. But again, if you have a question, you have a comment, you just want to join in the discussion, you just want to say hello, feel free to do that. Good morning, Steve.
I went back to that.
So it's not morning from down under right now. It's Saturday night, or you're already well into your weekend, right? So, yeah, so that's what that's all about. If you feel more comfortable, I have a way for you to contact me. I just had a gentleman yesterday who was going through a challenge in his relationship, and so he took advantage, and I'll post the link down there. It's skiplacorecoaching.com/MC, skiplacorecoaching.com/MC for morning connection. And just tell me your name, your age, the biggest challenge that you're going through, and your phone number. And as I make time throughout my day, I mean, this is what I do. This is what I love. Obviously, I'm passionate to show up and do this every single day. I reach out and make phone calls. Just help you out any way I can. I know some of you don't have people in your lives who play at your level or above, and it would be nice to connect. Let's let the internet serve us in a positive way. Or, you know, I'm safe. I'm other part of the country, right? And you're getting an idea of who I am. Maybe I can relate to your problem in a non-threatening way, because I'm not going to run into you in the grocery store. I'm not going to see you at the gym, right? And maybe get some perspective and objectivity about the challenge that you're going through, because I tell you, sometimes that makes all the difference in the world. So I want to offer that service to you. I make these random calls. Go to skiplacorecoaching.com/MC. All right. So it's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. You know, I'll tell you, is that angst is a very powerful emotion. And by angst, what I mean is, like, ugh, it's just time to go, it's time to move. Things aren't working the way you want them to work. Or they may be working the way you want, just not fast enough, right? Ugh, it's just this built-up angst, you know, whether it's people that you're dealing with. A lot of times it's within ourselves. We're determined, we believe in ourselves, we just haven't been able to put all the pieces together to create the life that we want at the level that we want or as fast as we want. Angst is what I call it. And it's a very challenging thing to deal with sometimes, because, you know, life is this experience that we want to enjoy as much as possible. If we take on that angst and really feel it, it could really help us, right? It could drive us. And at the same time, it could take away from the quality of our life, right? You know, life isn't all about just tying your stomach in knots and grinding over the next level, right? So sometimes we don't want to allow ourselves to feel that angst, right? And sometimes when we do, we may get positive things out of it. It's just, you know, at what cost, right? Now, at the same time, if we push it away and we just stop and smell the roses, or we convince ourselves that, you know, we're doing better than most, that might be a short-term relief, but you just wake up 3 months later and thinking, you know what? Maybe I wasn't ready to deal with this before, but now I just wasted 3 months. This angst didn't go away, no matter how I try to convince myself that I'm doing better than most. I know what I'm capable of. You know, maybe it's time to hit it head on, right? So it's that constant balance between, you know, driving ourselves, pushing ourselves to get the most out of our talents and our abilities and enjoy this experience of life to the fullest, or laying back and being appreciative and not asking for too much, you know, and just going with the flow, right? It's a fine art, that balance, right? And again, if you convinced yourself that you're doing better than most and you're feeling good, congratulations, that you're doing great. I want you to feel that way forever. Hopefully, that type of thinking will last forever. If it doesn't, that angst just surprises you and hits you. We'll learn from that. Maybe there's a different way to manage it. But, you know, but that angst feeling, you know, it's like, do you resist it? Do you lean into it? I mean, How should you deal with this? I'll tell you, I wrote an article many years ago, and it was powerful to me what I was going through the journey. I mean, I've built my whole life and my whole business about growing, stepping up, trying to become better, no matter what I've accomplished in the past, trying to become better and better and dealing with my emotions and then sharing that with the world. And what I found is that there were many people who were not quite up to that level to deal with it, and it was very helpful. I wrote this article called The Angst Inside, and I talked about how it could be your best friend if you look at it. And I totally empathize the challenge, because I'll tell you this, if you don't deal with angst effectively, it could just ruin your life. You could be winning at the game of life and feel like you're losing. You could be like one of those guys, and I'm not sure if this happens to you, people tell you this, but I want you to consider what it might mean if you take it as something empowering, right? Is that, wow, you're so much better than you give yourself credit for. You're so, I don't know, humble or whatever it is. You're a lot better than you let on to be. And a lot of times I know guys that take that, I'm doing it right, I'm playing this game right, I'm being quote-unquote humble. Well, you know, it's all about what's all going in your head, not what other people think. You know, if people say that to you and you feel as though you're grinding yourself up, you have this angst that's no longer manageable, you know, I don't know what that's serving, how that's serving you, right? I mean, who cares what they think? You're playing yourself down. You're not enjoying the journey. You're not managing the angst that you're enjoying your journey. So I guess it's all depends on what you think and not what other people think. Right? So, you know, it's dealing with this to push you or to hurt you. It's like, how you are projecting the world. Are you letting the world say that, you know what, my life is just as amazing as it really is? You know, not I'm putting on this big show like my life is better than it really is, right? But at the same time, you know, I don't know how many people really believe in doing that or see the value in doing that. But at the same time, what's the value in portraying to the world that your grind, your angst is at a higher level than it really is either, right? So it's all about how you manage it. Do you deal with it head on? Do you push it away? How are you going about it? I know a lot of, so if you got it all managed, you're feeling great, again, congratulations. How do you deal with that angst? How can you turn that into a positive thing, right? I wrote that article, and if there's one article that had the biggest impact of people all around the world and for years, and they referenced that article about how that made a shift with that article called The Angst Inside that I wrote. And you could probably Google that. I'm sure it's on several websites. Maybe I'll find it and put a link down below. But just, you know, how I present it, a lot of people could relate to it. That feeling of angst that they had, they weren't alone for feeling it. And I talked about how you can turn it into your friend. And I want to give you a practical thing that, you know, I stumbled into a strategy that has been massively helpful. It's something I do with my wife. And the reason why I bring that up is, one, it deals with the subject of angst. I know a lot of you guys are dealing with it, and we all do. And it's the end of the month. There's this exercise that my wife and I do. We kind of look back on the month, and we ask ourselves, what was great about the month, right? And we pick out all the great things. We, you know, delay talking about what was negative or things that didn't turn out perfect yet, right? And then we go through that process. We take turns. You know, a lot of times, like, I'll lead the situation, all right? So John just put the link down below for the angst inside. Thank you for doing that, John. I appreciate that. skiplacore.com/effectively-dealing-with-the-angst-inside, right? So we take turns, because sometimes, you know, I take my role as the leader, the emotional, the financial, the visionary of our family. I mean, if you're like that, if that's what your role is, if that's what you want your role to be with your family, like, then we're on the same page. And my wife, she contributes in all her amazing ways that, you know, and I talked about her during her birthday this past week, all the things that she does to enhance our team and enhance my life. And indirectly, she's helping me serve you better, right? Because that's our roles, right? Well, so that's my role. Now, sometimes I'll start off the month. And we record it. I've shown you this recording before. I've used this for a lot of different things. And, you know, if you're on my members-only website, because you're a one-on-one coaching client, you see all the things that I record and I share with you that way with the audio files. And so, you know, we record the conversation. And I really look forward to it every single month. And so sometimes I'll go first, but sometimes I want her to, you know, build up her MTC, her mental toughness conditioning, her emotional toughness conditioning. You know, I've been doing this almost my entire life, right, where she's building up. So sometimes I want her to step up and lead and set the tone, right, and then I'll come second. So we take turns. So, you know, if you're married or if you want to be married someday, this has brought us so much closer. In addition, we get on the same page. I learn so much about her. She learns so much about me because we're not just talking. There's emotion behind all of this. And so we talk about, you know, the month, how it was, what was great about it, what wasn't quite perfect yet, how we can make it more enjoyable. Because sometimes you can be doing everything, check, 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 doing what you love to do and just not enjoy it. But if you ask yourself how you can enjoy it more, you know, it can be just simple things. You know, one thing our family does, we turn on the music, and this is something my wife, and again, she brings this whole element of joy to my life that, you know, I don't think that way, and I really appreciate it. Turn up the music, and I don't know, every Saturday we all have a dance party or something like that. So, you know, just something simple. If you ask yourself how to make it more enjoyable, you'll find ways, but you have to ask yourself that question. We're getting better and better at adding that as we go through our monthly review. Then what we do, we just identify a few things, not like a big to-do list, but during the coming month. So we'll do this for the month of November. You know, what are a couple things that if we did, it would make our experience a lot better? Just two or three things. You know, we all have that one thing. God, if I could just knock that out, that would clear things out for the next level or the next level, the next level, right? So nothing light, no to-do list. Just identify a couple of things that if we just could get that done. But then this is where the real magic is, right? And this is why I'm talking about this during this Morning Connection Live video chat. And again, if you guys have calls, if you have any comments or questions, 213-973-8790. I want to add this element to this live video chat, 213-973-8790, right? So then what we do is we ask ourselves, if we could have it any way we wanted it, how do we want our lives 1 year from now? Right? Any way we want it. Feelings, emotions, achievements, right? And the key to this is that we don't just repeat the same thing that we said, you know, at the end of July or February, and we don't just repeat it, right? Because every single day you step up, you grow, you have more experiences, you see something amazing that someone has accomplished or someone has experienced or what, you know, they bought or whatever. There's so much to enjoy in life. You continually want to upgrade your dreams, your ambition, you know, your experiences as you go through it. So every single month, at the beginning of the month, it's like we just, you know, that Men in Black type thing, you know, they had that little whatever device that cleared your head. It's like we start all over again, fresh and clean from this day, October 31st. If we can have it, our life any way we want it next October 31st, how would we have it? Again, we may say some of the same things, but we come into it just fresh, new, and clean as we grow, as we see more things. And such an exciting process for us. And again, we take turns, we record it. And, you know, it's always fun to go back and go 1 year before. We did that a while ago. And, man, how much we've grown and how much more we've experienced. And we've come on. It's nice to have it documented because, again, sometimes we're winning in life. We're chip, chip, chipping away, and we don't really realize it. And that's kind of a shame. You know, when you're doing all this work or you're doing the grind, you're showing up for this Morning Connection Live video chat, and you're working on your brain, you're taking that extra step. Wouldn't it be nice to know and document by just reviewing, assessing, monitoring that you're winning because you're doing all this? You'll go into the next day more joyfully. Well, the thing that I want to talk about, we're not just saying things, we're putting emotion into it. Because right now, I'm filled with angst. I'm filled with angst, the angst that I'm talking about. And this is about how to effectively use the angst that's building up inside of you. Because I have all this angst. I have so many projects, amazing projects, that are coming coming to you real soon. I mentioned one about the SkipLacour app that I'll have here in the next couple of weeks, because I know I throw out so much information. It's going to be all organized in your app in a systematic way where you're not going to miss anything that I have to say, because I know it's here, there, all those social media outlets, right? So, you know, this can be funneled and be more effective, right? I have that. I have my coaching clients. I have these products. Manformation University, it's coming. 2016 is our year. It's the year of the manformation. And I'm committed. I'm excited. I'm so connected to what that's all going to bring to all of us, right? You know what my angst is? My angst now is I don't have enough time. There is not enough time in my day to work. And when I do have time, I don't have enough energy. Wouldn't that be a great place to be? Because, you know, I think back, you know, I went shopping for my wife this past week. And I'm always having my head down work. I don't really even get out of my home office much these days. But it took me back to a place where when I retired from competitive bodybuilding, after all that seclusion and focus that I did to win my trophy every single year, right, at the expense of the rest of my life and all the things that I enjoy now, my love connection with my wife, my children, family, house, home, love, business, right? All these things I didn't put focus on. I was working on, you know, my body, right? And that time period afterwards, it was just all about making that adjustment, trying to assimilate to regular life. I talk about it a lot on my website. It's a matter of trust.com. It's a matter of trust.com. I'll put that link down below on the replay. And I talk about that transition. I had book excerpts. You can read all about it. It's about my upcoming book. It's also is the brainchild for my More Than Just Muscles podcast series. And at the top of this hour, it's going to go live, episode number 18. It's all about how to become more than just muscles. If you've dedicated your life, your energy, you become so good, people praise you for your physical body, and you know that's coming at the expense of other areas of your life. I talk about that whole process that I went through, and that's what I break down the distinctions on this More Than Just Muscles podcast. Now, you can go to it at one of the ways. You can Google search that. You can get it on iTunes, but you can watch it live at the top of the hour at blogtalkradio.com/SkipLacour. blogtalkradio.com/SkipLacour. This is episode number 18. Really breaks it down. Listen to episode number 15, because I talk about the top 10 challenges that get in your way of becoming more than just muscles and living that happy, fulfilled, productive life, right? So listen to that entire series. But that was my experience back then. You know, actually, manformation.com, if you go to that website, was all my experience. Like I said, I built a whole life out of whether it was bodybuilding, confidence, leadership, business, about working very hard, making it to the other side, and then sharing my experience with others. That's why I'm here with you today. And anyway, I went back to that time, and now I was at this mall walking downtown, and I was just thinking, you know, I didn't have anything to do back then. I thought I was busy. I may have worked a certain amount of time, 10 hours a day, but I didn't have that passion and zeal. I didn't have the purpose behind it. I was kind of going through the motions. And I just think all the time that I wasted back then because I wasn't as focused. Now, there's not enough time in the day. And even if I did have the time, there wasn't any energy. But I look at it, that's angst building inside, right? That's angst that's building inside, and that's a good thing. And how I use it effectively, I'll tell you what, when either today or tomorrow when we do our monthly review, that angst is going to serve me. So when I talk about where I want my life to be 1 year from now and I get that recorded, I mean, I'm gonna let that angst put some real emotion behind it. Positive emotion, negative emotions, like the pain I want to get out of, the pleasure I want to go towards. I mean, it's going to serve me when I think about where I want to be 1 year from now. And I'll tell you, when you can believe it, when you can say it to yourself, you can organize it in your mind, you can attach emotion to it, and then you say it. You say it to yourself, you say it to your wife or the world. I mean, that's the first step of actually using all that pent-up angst, what some people may see as a negative emotion, that's how to effectively use it to actually serve you and not hurt you, all right? So just one little, and I'll tell you, besides it making me more productive, I've been having, you know, I'm just going through a very productive time period of my life. I attribute to a lot of the strategies that I share with you, and not just doing them, but doing them month after month after month, building that MTC, mental toughness conditioning. So if you tried certain things and they kind of worked, and think, I did that, I didn't get the maximum impact. Maybe you don't have enough MTC. Maybe you need to get better and better at that thing that you did. Distinction, strategy, just looking at it a different way. The subtleties in that effective strategy over time can make the biggest difference in the world, right? So, hey, try that. Tell me what you think. Send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. Reach out. Go to skiplacourcoaching.com/MC. Set up one of those random coaching calls. I'll help you out in any way I can even add more texture, more detail to what we talked about today or anything I talk about during these Morning Connection live video chats. All right, guys. Hey, thank you so much for joining me here today on Periscope, on Facebook, every single morning. Jork! Thank you so much. He's wishing me a happy Halloween. I'm glad that you're getting so much out of these motivational videos, guys. Again, send me that email. I like your feedback. I want to put it on steroids, so to speak. If I know something you like, maybe I can hype it up even more. But I have to know, get your feedback. I mean, I know after dealing with so many men, so many people, you know, I can make a guess at what you, and it's a pretty well-educated guess, right? You're finding this helpful. But I want to know what resonates most with you, how I can tell it to you. They just cut through it. So, you know, this doesn't marinate and then you take it in action like 3 months from now, which would be awesome if you never heard it. But what if I can do it even better? What if I can say something in such a way that you could take action 3 minutes from now? Then 3 months from now, you have all that momentum. You're at a whole different place right then. All right, so help me out. Again, thank you so much for joining me on this Saturday morning for our Morning Connection. I look for all those things. Manformation 2016. It's our time for our Manformation with Manformation University. Look for that app soon and all the other things that I've got going on. All right. Hey, have a great day, an outstanding day, an awesome day, an amazing day.